T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Well, that's that already. Wow, that was fast. Thanks to Ian Happ, David Ross, and Darnell Mayberry. I think I'm going to thank Darnell Mayberry, but certainly thanks to Ian and Rossi.
Shout out to Darnell
for joining us today. We had a lot going on, a lot. That went a lot of places. And we thank our producer, Ray Diaz, and Mike Rankin. I only kind of thank him, too, because he was kind of messing around as well. Brandon Fryer helped out, and Connor O'Donnell did what he did. So now it is time for Parkins and Spiegel. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, boys? I didn't hear Darnell. How was he? What was he messing with you guys with? I heard a ton of the show today.
I was complimenting Billy Donovan and how forthright he is and how fearless he is and saying some of the things he says.
Darnell, this is great stuff. Is. I love the fact that you're going to be around this beat again. When you have a coach who is willing to open up with you the way he does with you and other people on that beat, I think Billy's just, he's a treasure to have in town.
Hey, Dan, I appreciate it, but I got to tell you, you know, Jim Boylan opened up.
How did you stop
too.
It? Dare you?
Come on! So he did that.
He opened up, but nobody
smoke bombed his way out of here.
I like it. Jim Boylan opened up, but then nobody really wanted to hear what was inside.
They wanted him to just go away.
Could you close that back?
Then Jim
back
Boylan. Up again? Then Boylan tried to grab the wheel of the limo.
Speeds.
Oh my God! I threw a burger. Threw a cheeseburger against the wall.
Wipe that ketchup off the wall. I mean,
that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn. Oh my God! This is just. I can't wait to go back. I wish I had a whole afternoon to just sit here and laugh. Otherwise, I'd throw up. But oh my God, it's so much fun.
Speaks. You would have enjoyed the first hour of our show tremendously.
Yes,
we did pitch grips. We were talking about change-ups, finger pressure on change-ups.
Really?
Pronation or lack of pronation, radial turn, tunneling, eye level.
Mm. So the impetus being Giolito's improvement last night?
Or perceived improvement last night.
Right, because the RPMs weren't really there. The fastball didn't really have the carry that makes his current approach work.
And there were loud outs early in that game.
Yeah. Lots of placata being hit at people.
Yeah, he didn't really change a whole lot. What he did change a little, though, is he went towards the bottom of the zone a lot. Got a lot of swings and misses on the bottom of the zone as opposed to trying to spot that fastball high.
Well, we were joking about this. Danny, take this into account. The White Sox have done the best job out of any team this year of pitching to Mike Trout. He's hitting 176 with 9 strikeouts in 5 games against the White Sox. Mm. And you know what that means, right?
Tonight.
Yeah. See? These guys know. They know exactly what's going to happen.
The big old regression, which actually means aggression.
It's Johnny Cueto, too. So I'm just sitting there like, oh, no, this is the game where the thing happens to Johnny Cueto.
That's a good name for a podcast. Aggression to the mean.
Aggression to the mean?
Yeah.
Don't we have enough podcasts?
Well, I thought doing for you would be enough aggression.
Well, let's make them a band. Right. They're a metal band. Aggression to the mean, like they're mean.
Yeah.
A baseball infused metal band. Sure. Why not? Yeah, White Sox are miserable, like, man.
Fronted by Peter Gammons.
Peter Gammons and Rammstein.
Hey, Peter Gammons in town. Hot Stove Cool Music on Friday night at the Metro for a phenomenal cause. One of my favorite events every year, and Mavis Staples is the headliner.
No!
Which is pretty cool.
Are you a part of it again this year, Speak?
I'm going to be there on Thursday night for the VIP party, and I'm singing at that thing. But Friday, I have a gig that with Tributosaurus that I have to do, so I am no longer going to be a part of it for this year. So very bummed about that.
Yeah, but money.
Yeah, working and... And you know,
money and tribute to
commitments and such
is becoming
REM at Fitzgerald's at the Great American Music Festival, which is just such a fabulous event. So it's a busy weekend in the city, but Hot Stove Cool Music means Gammon's in town to play guitar. Bernie Williams in town to play guitar. Theo going to miss his event, though, because he's closing on the house.
What about Theo's twin brother?
Yes, it is true. It is true.
He's, oh, come on.
I know, right?
So is Jed going to come out and play?
I don't believe so.
No, but Theo's brother's a huge part of this, right?
Paul Epstein is a huge part of this and a very, very good guy. So, yes, the two of them have put this together for the foundation to be named later again.
It's a great event.
It really is, right? You had a great time there.
It was a blast, and like the pictures every year, and the stories, and the surprise appearances. It's awesome. How many years is this now that it's been in Chicago?
I think this is the 11th year in Chicago, and they had done it for it still happens in Boston too. I think they just celebrated their 20th year in Boston. But yeah, Danny remembers being in the green room with me when David Ross, the player, and John Lackey, the pitcher, showed up, and Lackey was quadruple fisted with gin and tonics, just trying to catch up, man.
I'm sure he remembers. You
I
know
didn't
why?
Come here for a haircut.
Because he's got a long memory.
Do you remember our baseball conversation that day, Danny, with him?
He had pitched that day, and you asked him about something.
I asked him why. He just stopped throwing sliders because he just started throwing fastballs. Like, well, they were swinging at everything else.
Yeah. I asked him who he was carrying those drinks for, and he said, "What do you mean?" Because they were like the little 8 ounce glasses, plastic cups, and he was just like fingers in each of them, carrying four at a time. I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah. Man, sorry, you pitched today. You're playing catch up."
That's an entertaining human that we should try and find.
Just try
put
to
on
catch
this radio
up.
Show.
That's great.
Yeah, it was incredible. It's like, okay.
You know
there's four mixed drinks in your hand, right?
I'm aware.
That sounds like Mongo at the Doug Buffone roast.
Yeah.
When I was watching him drink highball glass after highball glass filled with just vodka and a couple other ice cubes, and someone said, you know, he's like the fifth presenter. I'm like, there's no way. He will not be standing by the time it rolls around. And not only was he standing,
he killed.
He was amazing.
He was absolutely
really
great.
He was amazing. And I'm telling you, it was not like a Dean Martin bit where it's apple juice. I watched this guy fill that glass. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And I thought he would not be compos mentis. And his comic timing was impeccable. It's just
pro
amazing.
Pro athletes are different, man, with everything, obviously. But their booze tolerance is, it can be just incredible. I don't know if you guys have been following Pat Manley on Instagram for the last 7 days or so. I have been glued to it. It's been like the best entertainment in my life the
Why?
Last week.
Where is he?
He's in Ireland.
Oh, he's on a golf trip, right?
On a dude's golf trip. And it's just gorgeous old course from the 1400s after gorgeous old course from the 1400s with caddies. And then between rounds, they're on a coach bus, like a chartered bus, going from pub to pub drinking Guinness. It's a coach bus.
It's orange.
The coach bus.
Bus is orange.
So great.
And everybody gets a bowl of Dinty Moore beef stew as soon as you get on. Here you go.
So, Danny, does this now go like super high?
The coach, Klaus.
on your list of possible like life achievements, can we put this on the list for you?
Yes, being Pat Manley remains a life achievement for
Danny
Parker.
I could have 20 years at long snapper. It's not a real position, right, Pat? My buddies and I, we've talked more like Scotland, just because that's where some of the British Open courses are, like St Andrews and Murrayfield and all that. So, yeah, Carnoustie, exactly. So and we're more of a Scotch group than a dark beer group. So Scotland for a scotch and golf trip would be pretty incredible. We had talked about doing it for 35, and then we all kept having kids. So
yeah, so that kind of ruins that.
Yeah, yeah. So now maybe like 40 or 60. Like either the kids are off in college, or if we have generous wives, maybe around 40. But yeah, man, just they do all these packages now where it's like it's expensive, but it's
expensive.
it is expensive.
It's expensive.
But I guess Dan, you're right. It's expensive, but it's everybody who likes golf wants to do it. So it's not like that complicated to book.
I agree with that. Like, talk to me after you start cutting college checks.
That doesn't make it less expensive, just for the record.
Yeah, but just the whole thing about the kid, just sort of
it's convenient to spend this
blithely
money.
Saying, oh, yeah, the whole kids in college thing. Okay. All right. We'll talk.
Listen, that's why I want to do it beforehand.
Yeah.
Dan, you told me.
Put that money in S&P fund instead.
Dan, listen, you took the fun out of childbirth because you like texted me congratulations, and then you said, start a 529 now.
Yes,
open it today. Every day you wait, you're late.
As soon as you get the Social Security number, start a 529 immediately because it's still not enough.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it still won't be enough, especially because, you know, us millennials, we graduate. I graduated in 2009. The economy collapsed in 2008.
And then it ain't nothing but avocado toast.
This is my second economic recession that I've lived through in my mid-30s. 529 is down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's ridiculous.
All right, you don't need it yet. You don't need it yet. Keep investing. Stocks are cheap. Keep buying them.
A little bit of White Sox news. Lenin Sosa optioned to AAA Charlotte. Because Yoan Moncada has been activated today.
And because officially. Tony hates him.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lenin Sosa didn't have a chance. Andrew Vaughn didn't have a chance. He wasn't good, clearly. That's why he didn't play a lot when he was young.
And Jake Berger didn't have a chance last night when you need one run.
Yeah, the head of the organization has sent Yoan Moncada down to, sent Lenin Sosa down to Charlotte. In a related story. Yep, uh-huh. In a related story, tomorrow, our guy Shane Reardon does an hour with Rick Hahn.
Yeah, I heard about this.
For Bourbon and a Buddy?
Bourbon, mm-hmm. The Bourbon and a Buddy podcast. And obviously, Shane is also doing his White Sox podcast, which is really, really good. And in Odyssey softball news, I think a little history was made in last night's game. Cody Westerlund hit 2 home runs and drove in 8 last night.
That's Shohei Ohtani stuff for Cody Westerlund.
Shane, are you going to talk about the incident, the Herb incident?
I saw this reenacted. Yeah, I saw it reenacted in the offices earlier.
Get him a body bag!
I love Herb, don't get me wrong.
I mean, we did beat them 19-4.
We beat them 19-4, so I'm not going to focus on one individual play, but the...
It's a pretty great play.
Did you drive them out of business? It wasn't a great play.
I forgot that I had played with Herb for a year. Herb knows exactly where I hit the ball. I couldn't even see him out there. He was that far back. I see the girl in right field. I'm like, all right, over her head, no problem. I poke one to right field, line shot. Herb takes 2 steps to his right, barely catches the ball with his shoulder, falls flat on his face, and everyone's acting like he's Jim frickin' Edmonds.
Boy says hello.
Yeah, that was not a good play. I wasn't impressed.
It's a pretty great play for a guy that plays first base.
For a guy who's unathletic, he fell on his face. It was not a good play. And that Nicholas
Moreno
weirdo.
Lawrence said
that
wasn't the best part. Lawrence said it wasn't the best part of that play.
The best part of the play was then looking out. First, the expletives deleted from Shane. And then seeing Herbie trying to get back up, he looked like a transformer. Like, that's what was going on. Like, because he lifted up his left arm, and then he, like, had to turn. And then, like, he was, like, ass up in the air, like, had to turn and then, like, fix all of the stuff. And then there he was.
And he was a Volkswagen.
Recording and out.
I love Herb, but he has no business being on the softball field.
No, on the softball field, yeah.
First base,
maybe.
No, not in the outfield.
No.
Yeah, but none of that matters because we beat the crap out of them.
It kind of does matter. I think it's a highlight of Herb's softball life, and it's just good for him to do that. It probably took out some revenge on the station.
Yes, he clearly relished the opportunity to get particularly If it would have been Shane or me, he would like it. That was like those are the two guys that were on the hit list because I saw him move with my first at bat. I'm like, where is he going?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he thinks he's gonna line me up. Nope, not gonna line me up today. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. And Dom and Cody went back to back with home runs.
That's awesome.
And then Cody hit another like a bomb did like
you,
later on.
Did you end the score CHGO game in the traditional way with a handshake line, but instead of shaking hands, each score guy grabs a CHGO guy by the neck and just shakes him up and down?
You know what?
Did you do there it that is, way?
That's it for me.
So, but here's the thing, Lauren. He already put himself out there. I had tweeted the score, and the score wasn't up for 90 seconds before Olin retweeted it. It wasn't up for 90 seconds
okay, that's
before
funny.
Olin retweeted that, the score.
That's funny.
And is in my text messages.
That's fantastic.
Oh, God.
We should have invited him to the game.
Yes, you're shy. Santa brought it up yesterday.
No. You brought up the idea of him assaulting someone at the game.
Right. That's my bad.
We just could have used him as moral support.
You make it like the kind of trophy, man. Like the Hawaiian Punch Cup.
It's perfect.
Yep.
Congratulations. You have now been defeated.
So shout out to Cody.
Oh, God.
The silent assassin.
So is this like moral victories for CHGO? Like, oh, well, Tim Anderson looked fast again, but they lost. So, well, Herb got an out for against Shane, but they got slaughtered ruled. Is this?
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Hey, man.
We were thumping last night.
Dude. Get him a body bag! Yeah!
Just absolutely beat the crap out of him. And then Tanny's in here today wearing his Odyssey softball shirt.
You're damn right. It's the only team in this town that brings me joy. Odyssey softball.
Well,
they built it up right, that team, I tell you.
Shane has really done a great job.
They're
like,
in their
putting
window.
This team together.
They're in their window
and
right
they were
now.
Aggressive in their window.
And we're in our window for sure. And Big Sean Anderson yesterday was also like doing the thing of, oh, I'm going to play like eight different positions during the game.
Oh, really?
Like, his team needed it. His team needed it. He was at least five more Seans
really,
on their team.
He's getting his Cesar Tovar on out there.
And also to you. Yes.
You would have loved their pitcher. Danny, this guy who was pitching for CHGO, I don't know who he is, but I enjoyed him. He did like a jump stop, then like a twirl release.
It was, like it was effective.
It was really interesting.
Right, it was really good.
It's just like a Johnny Cueto of 16-inch softball.
A batting practice.
Yeah, upset timing.
He was, like, I literally did call him Johnny Cueto to Shane last night. Uh-huh. Like, this guy's got like a Cueto thing that's going on. He'd jump and he'd do the thing and then... Shane and Dom and Cody would go Yakutau and
run around the base and get a beer.
Are you calling your shot, Lawrence? You guys winning the title?
I think that we're set up to win it. Like, this is the best softball team that I've seen.
Wow. Any deadline acquisitions necessary?
We could use a little more depth with female players. We've got our starters are really good. We could use some more depth there, though. Other than that, I think we won 19-4 without Gabe, who's one of our best players.
I am told to say you are listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
Really interesting. Really interesting to hear Ian Happ talking about whether to go hard, when to go hard, because on the list of things that Dan Bernstein has always said that have driven me crazy and are just absolutely wrong and have been for a long time is this idea that you can't try harder in baseball, because of course you can. Maybe not in some of the material obvious ways that we see people try hard in other
that's
sports.
That's a misquote. I say you can't play baseball harder.
Okay, well, that's also wrong. I mean, you can. You can focus more. You can care more.
It's semantics like everything else.
Right, right, right. So anyway, but what did you make of the way that Ian described that?
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty interesting.
Because the reason I asked is because they went into detail talking about it. Like, it was really sort of his admiration for the veteran star's understanding of energy budgeting. And that they didn't exactly phrase it that way, but to me, it's like really appreciating knowing how to not be lazy, mm-hmm. how to maximize your effectiveness, how to make your team more likely to win over the 162 mm-hmm. by knowing how hard you can push it in the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting, and there are some things that like. That you can't get away with anymore that you could get away with at the time. So it's interesting. And glean any wisdom from that in terms of how you watch these White Sox go half-assed as directed? Not really.
I think that Dan's been on it when he's talked about the idea of playing harder for particularly this White Sox team is, are you doing everything that you need to do when you leave the ballpark? Mm-hmm. Are you drinking enough water? Are you getting enough sleep? Like, some of that stuff comes into this when we're talking about the White Sox this season.
Are you staying after the game talking about baseball? Are you with your teammates talking about that day's opponent? After an at-bat, are you going back to the dugout and saying, hey, by the way, who wants to know what I saw there? Are you going up to your teammate and saying, hey, that's a new pitcher. What does mm-hmm. fastball look like? What was he throwing to you? What
and
you got for me?
It's hard to tell because you can't tell everything that's going on in a dugout and especially a clubhouse. We do see the White Sox starters do this. Like, they are clearly like working as a collective and taking little things. Like Michael Kopech spoke about, like talking to Dylan Cease and trying to take some of the stuff that he's doing. I imagine they're all picking Johnny Cueto's brain at trying to get the timing off. But some of this stuff... It's wild, like thinking about how they're trying to win so many games in the margins and they don't really have a great idea on how to do it. And it was like, Danny, I was one of those people last night. I was happy to see fast Tim Anderson again.
Hell yeah.
Last night.
Well, yeah, because you got to win games. You got to win games other ways than just waiting around for the three-run homer. It's not happening.
I'll take that, though.
It's not happening.
Well, no, of course.
But I want it to happen.
I know.
Chris steals second, steals third, and then, of course, they don't get him home. So, like, they're trying to do the little things, but then not able to execute. I wanted to ask you guys, because, I mean, I love your conversations with Hap, and it's awesome that both you guys are doing it now. It's fun seeing the guest list blend together, like Lawrence asking Hap questions, Dan asking David Ross questions. Would you, if you were Jed Hoyer, do nothing with Ian Hap, try to extend Ian Hap, try to trade Ian Hap?
I try and extend him.
That's where I came out, too.
Why?
Because it feels like since you have him for next year and with one more arbitration year and this is the best year of his career, in theory, he shouldn't be crazy top of the market expensive because it is still like an outlier positive year, right? I mean, he was just sent down to the minors a little over a year ago at this point. So it shouldn't break the bank. I would think that there would be like a reasonable place that you could agree on above his projected arbitration number, but below complete unrestricted free agency. And you can't just – last year you went into a season where you had to trade a bunch of dudes or you risk losing them for nothing. This year you're going into the season with having to trade Hendricks or Contreras rather because you lose him for nothing. You're just going to do that again with Ian Happ?
I think the answer is I do both at the same time. I think I want to know what his value is on the open market, and I want to have good faith conversations about some of those possibilities to understand what my market. I think that'll help inform the overall market while also reaching out and trying to see if indeed there is a number that would accomplish that. I don't think it's a wrong answer, but I think it's beholden. It's your job to know both angles.
If you're the Cubs brass, yeah. you have those conversations. Certainly you have the conversations with Ian, but knowing that Ian is on top of everything financially the way he is, his knowledge of the ins and outs of it all, and having seen what all his teammates and his friends just went through.
And the responsibility of being a union rep and understanding that doing less than maximizing your value can be seen as not helping the union.
Absolutely. So I would be shocked if Ian had any interest in signing a preemptive extension at this point.
With the Saudi Golf Tour.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, he's going to stretch that out. He's going to make it uncomfortable for his bosses and stretch that out until he's a free agent and bet on himself. Doesn't he strike you as that guy? I can't imagine that they're going to get a deal done. But he does love it here.
And there's always a number.
Right. And you're it'll be three consecutive years of the exact same conversation. And obviously he's not the same as Bryant and Rizzo and those guys. But just at some point you got to try to not just be trading dudes at the deadline and or losing them for nothing. At some point you got to stop this. So I would like it to maybe happen with a guy who shouldn't be that crazy expensive. In 30 minutes. The picture that everyone has been talking about, Kyle Farnsworth as a bodybuilder. He joins us to discuss his transformation. Have you guys seen this picture?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Veiny.
So, say again?
Veiny.
Yeah.
Very veiny.
He's Liz Veiny. All right. Shout out to Ties Till 4, then. I'll give it a wave as I drive
by. I don't think that's a thing anymore. You can't be having any sort of like sugar and stuff if you're doing that type of bodybuilding. I think that's over with.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. We'll ask him.
And then Ryan McDonough at 4 o'clock. Those are our guests today.
I want to start cataloging these centers, these rim protectors. Who's actually possible with the mid-level exception? What kind of profile are we talking about? Is an RFA, a restricted free agent, something that Bulls fans should even be considering
Mitchell
as you're looking around?
Robinson.
Mm-hmm. How about Mo Bamba? Mo Bamba.
He's on the ascend, Mo Bamba.
Yes.
Shoot a little standstill three
Correct.
For you.
Also a great song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk Mo Bamba. I don't know what that means.
La-da-da-da-da, Mo Bamba.
No, it's actually like a... Never mind.
All right.
It's fine.
See you, boys.
See ya.
See you, boys. Tanny's open, kicks us off. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.